At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
You know what else is a point about the interior? And I think you're completely right. I think you start to build around the quarterback and that could be what they're doing. But when you look at these two Super Bowl losses, and a million things happen within the course of a game that cause you to lose. It's typically not one thing. But two plays that stick out to me. One, it was towards the end of the fourth quarter for 2019. I think it was Chris Jones who batted the ball down because of interior pressure. Because you had a guard, Mike Pearson, I forgot his name. But just sort of run in the mill, guard, just kind of stick in there and hope, you know, you can get away with it.
They've never had a good right guard ever.
No, ever.
Ever.
And then you look at this year. You could say Feliciano had a good year. I understand that. I know they want to bring him back. I like him back as a depth piece. I don't like him back as the starter. He got benched in Buffalo 2 years ago. The Giants, I know he played center, but there were issues there. He had a good year with the Niners. But, you know, I don't know his long-term answer. But anyway, he gets hurt, so he's not there in overtime. And you have Burford there. And, again, that's where that rush comes from, where the Niners had to settle for a field goal. So that right guard position, two Super Bowls now, you could point to a play in each of them, at least one, where you said, holy shit, if that play goes, that one play goes differently, they may have two rings. I mean, that's not, and I know there were a million other things that happened. I'm not saying that there were. But those
but two that's plays, one of them.
That were huge. And it was because of the right guard where you were like, just you just had a serviceable rando. And Feliciano, Grady had a good year. He's a serviceable rando. Spencer Burford, I know he's a young player, but he's a serviceable rando. And Mike Pearson was a forgot the guy's name already. Was a serviceable rando. So you got those guys in there, and those types of things happen when I guess you have those players. So that's really interesting. But the Drew Brees, and I saw a thing where Drew Brees even said Brock Purdy reminds him a little bit of himself. And there is some Drew Brees comparisons there. And the way the Saints built the offense, it's a great point. Protection up the middle. Purdy throws with anticipation. You got to make some changes. So, yeah, man, that's exciting because when we're talking about all this, the changes the Niners need to make, we're not up here like, they're not going to do it. They're horrible. We're just like, this is what we see. And this is what we think they have to do. And what we've seen with Shanahan and Lynch, for the most part, they understand the assignment. And it seems like they kind of do right now. You can get into a million things that frustrate you during the game or whatever. But when they're building this roster, like you said, they are going for it. I don't think they're going to have a season where they're going to rest on their laurels and be like, oh, well, we're going to take a couple steps back or whatever. I think they're always going to try to go for it in some way, shape, or form. And that is really exciting. So, yeah, this article's got me. Again, I don't want to see Deebo leave, but He's not going to be here past the show. He's just not past the season. Kittle's in his early 30s. Love George Kittle. All-time 49er. We're going to, what is he, top four in receiving yards right now, I think, or five, whatever it is. He's going to be an all-time niner.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to be here in 2 years. It's just the game. It's just the game. Like I said, Ronnie Lott didn't finish his career here. They let Roger Craig go. Joe Montana, I know it was a Steve Young was there, but just the way that it is, man. It's just the way that it is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So the second half of the article is essentially kind of, I don't want to call it predictions, but he talks about prior, before they make any decisions on players, the draft, all of that, Shanahan has one significant decision to make, and that, again, is defensive coordinator. And they interviewed Daniel Bullocks today. They also interviewed Dave Merritt, the secondary coach for the Chiefs, today. You and I talked a little bit about that prior to recording and, you know, trying to figure out, is this more of a Rooney Rule, you know, satisfying the Rooney Rule, which is you have to interview two minority candidates outside of the organization. Dave Merritt is an African-American coach. But to me, Dave Merritt, I think is the home run hire to me personally. I think Dave Merritt is the home run hire specifically because he has a wealth of experience both in New England and then underneath Steve Spagnuolo. He's been Spagnuolo's secondary coach for the last five seasons. He was a linebacker in the NFL for four seasons. He's also been a linebacker's coach, a D-line coach, and a secondary coach. So he's done it all. And he's just well-versed in Spagnuolo's defense and the concepts and all of that. And, hey, if you can't beat him, you might as well take one of the guys that knows the most about that defense to not only help lead your defense and make your defense better, but also help your offensive play caller better understand how to attack that other defense if and when they face each other again. So to me, Merritt is the home run hire. But here's what I think is interesting with what Silver said. You know, again, he's talking about Shanahan needing to hire a coordinator. He said he has entertained several ideas, including trying to pry defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. We talked about that last episode from New York. That isn't working out. And so he says, Silver says in his article, the two most likely candidates at this point our current defensive passing game and nickelback coach, Nick Sorensen, and former Chargers head coach, Brandon Staley. That's what Mike is saying. Those are probably the two leading candidates. Mike says, if the decision comes down to those two, Nick Sorensen and Brandon Staley, what makes more sense for a team trying to win a championship in 2024? Mike says, the answer is pretty obvious. For all the grief Staley received during his three-year tenure as Chargers head coach, he has proven to be an elite NFL defensive coordinator under suboptimal circumstances. Hired by Rams head coach Sean McVay after the 2019 season, shortly before the league and the world shut down because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Staley spent his first few months on the job installing his defensive system and teaching it to his players over Zoom. That's not an easy thing to do. as a as an educator, as a as an independent study educator who teaches over Zoom, that's not easy to do. I can speak to that with authority. I do it as a job. It's not easy, right? And so in order to be good at that, you have to be good at communicating. You have to be good at teaching. He said the results were amazing. The Rams had finished the previous season with the league's 13th ranked defense, but shot up to number one in 2020. And then Staley was in play for jobs and ended up in LA. He said, no, his Chargers teams weren't at the at that same level defensively. Yes, Staley surely has been humbled. The bottom line is that Staley is a huge admirer of Shanahan, who has worked closely and effectively with Shanahan's chief coaching rival. And by coming north, Staley would have a stellar opportunity to resurrect his reputation. Not only that, but he says Staley's a Vic Fangio protege who would retain the 49ers wide nine front, likely keeping linebackers Fred Warner and Greenlaw in their current roles. And Staley would tweak things on the back end, deploying the secondary and cloud coverage. Granted, that's what Wilkes, who was also an accomplished secondary coach, did. But it didn't work out the way that Shanahan wanted. But it doesn't mean Staley and the Fangio top principles won't be a better fit. And on Tuesday, Lynch was asked whether his stated desire to retain the 49ers' current defensive identity ruled out Staley. Lynch indicated basically the opposite, explaining that you always have to evolve and bringing up the fact that Saleh employed the wide nine into the Seattle defense because they hired Chris Kocurek in 2019, and it was a way to help evolve that scheme. And so, again, just because Staley ran what he ran with the Rams, ran what he ran with the Chargers, doesn't mean that he can't come in and run what he wants to, what Shanahan wants to run. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but Staley has a proven track record as a defensive play caller, granted one season, but that one season was elite. And so to me, it sounds like Mike Silver's kind of priming the pump that Brandon Staley might be the leader in the clubhouse.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.